This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gotten to any of the news yet. What's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I haven't even gotten into the weird beheading up in Oklahoma. I haven't gotten into a lot of it yet. I mainly just got dumbfounded by the fact that what I already knew has been openly declassified by the CIA, that they are just targeting and savaging reporters and people who expose real corruption. And that ties into a new Glenn Greenwald NSA documents coming out about targeting and harassment of the press, with even the AP sending letters a few weeks ago and the different association of journalists saying, stop the police state, stop harassing reporters. This is scary. Could it be that even the establishment wonks who've gone along with this, the LA Times is now apologizing for working with the CIA to destroy Gary Webb? Could it be tyranny isn't so fun? Could it be you've already gotten into the water and now you realize there's piranha? Could it be that tyranny isn't as tough and sexy as you thought it was? Could it be that it stinks and it's dark and it smells really bad and feels bad and you're kind of wanting to get out of there? Good. Because it's never too late to turn back. Even once you get into a deep tyranny, it's okay to get your soul back and to go ahead and get your soul pointed at God. That's all I'm saying here, is I know where my soul's pointed. I'm not signing on to oppressing innocence. I'm not signing on to bullying people. I will go after bullies, though. And they always squeal it's bullying once you get them down. I love that line from Tuco in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where he says, oh, have fun beating me up right now. Big man, but if I ever get you down, you ain't ever getting back up. I'm going to put the boots to you. That's an old saying. Steve Watson put that in one of his headlines. I think I'm going to change it, though, because folks don't know. That's an old English saying. Holder critics, lay the boots in. The least faithful to the Constitution of any AG. We're going to go over an article, The Crimes of Eric Holder, today. Pennsylvania woman blamed for her own rape and state response to lawsuit. Wait till you hear this. Republican congressman urged military officers to rebel against Obama. Huge news. Obama pays glowing tribute to tearful departing Attorney General Eric Holder as a civil rights champion. U.S. Homeland Security moves to tackle climate change risk. Oh, yeah. Thought it was for Al-Qaeda terrorists. Oh, the ones you armed and renamed four or five times to confuse the public. But don't worry, we're all safe. Public schools across the country and now colleges, secondary schools, are now getting the MRAP armored vehicles and everything. I guess when everything collapses and they close the schools down, I guess the professors and folks will just live there on the compounds. I mean, government is acting like there won't be a country. Because they plan to start a civil war and implode the nation. And they call it treason if you're not for imploding the country and shutting off the power plants and opening the borders up and violating all the laws. Because in a country run by tyrants, being a patriot is treason. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. We will open the phones up, too, in the third hour today. And then we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., I had some stuff come up last weekend and couldn't spend time with my son on his birthday. So this Sunday, I'll not be hosting the broadcast myself. Paul Watson, all the way from Her Britannic Majesty's Kingdom, London, will be joining us and will be hosting the show Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. So we'll have my... my limey friend. And I'm being politically incorrect on purpose to teach people that it's okay to be politically correct. I'm a limey, so I can say it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Definitions are important, and we live under FEMA Region 6 here in Texas. FEMA is openly dissolving the old republic. They're dissolving the states. The federal government itself is run by a collection of offshore banks that are anti-free market. They are now putting in currency controls and capital controls to keep Americans from leaving the country. Record numbers of people are fleeing the United States. You've got Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, General Electric, Berkshire Hathaway, Google, that pay little or no taxes. I think Google was on the high end at 3%. And my problem is they then lobby at Berkshire Hathaway and Goldman Sachs on record for gun control, for police state, and for higher taxes on the working poor, the middle class, and the nouveau riche. And that's a fact. It's the ultra-rich, just like I read the 1972 book by Gary Johnson, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, that book is veritas. It's the ultra-rich who are anti-free market, monopoly capitalist, waging war against the true new wealth, the engine, the prosperity, and brainwashing the unwashed masses to believe that welfare is the answer, with about 100 million people on some form of food assistance, 50 million on food stamps, 100 million total on some 101 million on some form of welfare, another 60, 70 million on government jobs or government contracts. Well, it's game over. It's over 50% now dependent on the system, and the system can decide winners and losers. That's called tyranny. Now, there is good news. Congress has a 7% approval rating in Gallup. Eric Holder's having to step down. Critics are saying he's the least faithful to the Constitution ever. A lot of young people are waking up to the ideas of liberty. We're going to cover the waterfront today. 41-plus million illegal immigrants in the United States. National Review's reporting. And my issue with the immigrants is I'm a libertarian. I'd be for open borders, except I can't go to Mexico and get free welfare or have a baby. So this is a giant suction to bring people here to this country. I want to cover the waterfront in the next 50 minutes or so with a gentleman's several of his books I've read, his newsletters I've read, Doug Casey. You can go to Wikipedia and read his bio if you want. He wrote The International Man, that was international bestseller, number one on the New York Times bestseller list, but for, was it 12 weeks or longer running? And he's gone and lived all over the world. Rhodesia, that's now no longer Rhodesia, Zimbabwe. He's got a project that he's built down in South America he's going to talk about. But this is one of the original libertarian/anarchic capitalists. And I had a lot of fun. I've spoken at Stansbury this year, and I spoke at Casey Research last Saturday to a capacity hall at the Hyatt in San Antonio. And I wanted to just get, I mean, he's an icon if you're Ron Paul or if you're Von Mies or you're Lou Rockwell. For the intellectuals of the liberty movement, everybody knows who he is. For a lot of new listeners, we're on stations all over the country, you're like, who's Doug Casey? Well, he heads up Casey Research, and there's so many websites to give out. We'll ask him which one's probably best. But he was asking, you know, what do I want to cover? And I asked him, I said, well, what do you want to cover? And he said, the need to diversify internationally, diversifying your assets as well as diversifying your person, why you should be living abroad, unless you're the captain going down the ship like me, and the economy and how the government is clamping down on our financial freedoms. Yeah, they just had a big university study last week or 2 weeks ago that we're 36 worldwide for business and freedom. That's behind every industrialized nation and then a whole group of third world countries. The punitization of energy and Russia and Putin and how he has been working for 10 years to corner the energy market. Putin's true motivation behind the Ukraine and what he thinks Putin's endgame is. So we're joined by Doug Casey. Doug, you got a long bio, but for folks that don't know who you are, even though you're not an arrogant person, spend a few minutes telling folks about Doug Casey, and then where do you want to start first?
Well, Alex, pleasure to be here. Thank you. To introduce myself, I guess my first book came on the scene in 1978. It was called The International Man, How to Make the Most of Your Personal Freedom and Financial Opportunity Around the World. And that book sold very well internationally, but it was the largest selling book in the history of Rhodesia, which is a record which is never going to be beaten since Rhodesia doesn't exist anymore. At the time, there were 250,000 Europeans, or people of European background and descent living in Rhodesia. Now there are probably about 2,000, maybe. Anyway, my second book was Crisis Investing, and that was number one on the New York Times list for 18 weeks, was on the list for 39 weeks. And it came out in 1979, and it talked about your profits and opportunities in the coming Great Depression. And we almost had that depression back in the early 80s when you'll recall interest rates, even on government paper, was 15%, 16%. So I've been doing this since then. I've been to 145 countries. I've lived in 10, and that's kind of the story in a nutshell.
So you're not just talking the talk, you're walking the walk, and I want to talk to you about the currency controls, the capital controls. What you warned about back in 1979 in some place like Rhodesia, where they have 1,000,000% inflation and total hellhole now from a Garden of Eden, basically, according to folks I know that have lived there, compared to what it is now, we can see the writing on the wall for America because you've seen this syndrome play out in country after country.
Well, what's happening is that the U.S. government, since the Greater Depression actually started in 2008, has created trillions of new currency units, trillions of new U.S. dollars. And right now, they're basically sitting in the big banks and insurance companies where they went to bail them out as they were failing back in 2007, 2008. But at some point, they're going to come out into the economy in force. Right now, the stock market and the bond markets are at all-time highs because of those newly created dollars. And people think that's a good thing. But it's going to come down to a retail level where the things that you need to live on start exploding upwards in price. And that's going to become a real problem, Alex, because when the currency loses value, you're disincentivized to save. And saving is how you become wealthy. And, of course, you could say this is why the U.S. as a whole is becoming poorer and the middle class is being wiped out.
Again, once they also start accelerating spending, that only throws fuel on the fire. What is your gut? Kind of go back to your speech at Casey Research this last Saturday. Where does your gut tell you this country's going? We know it's going to collapse. That's what all the armored vehicles and martial law preparations are for. But I see this as a global meltdown that's coming. When do you think it's coming? Will it come slowly or quickly?
Well, I think we're on the edge of the precipice right now. And I say that with fear and trepidation because most of the 300 million people in this country want to produce more than they consume and set aside the difference. They understand intuitively that that's how you keep the wolf from the door. But that said, I think we're in very, very big trouble at this point. Actually, when we go back historically, I'd say that the United States peaked back in the mid-50s. That's when we were in relative terms of much, much more powerful than all the rest of the world put together. The value of our stock and bond markets were three or four times the rest of the world put together. We produced 90% of the world's cars, 90% of the world's airplanes. All of this has changed. We've come a long way from producing the 1959 Cadillac convertible to making little Econoboxes. So that's all people can afford to drive.
It was all swindled away.
It has been. It's all we have is receipts for the financing of the warfare state and the welfare state, two things that are antithetical to the idea of America. In fact, Alex, I don't even say I live in America anymore because America was a fantastic idea, a unique idea, a wonderful idea, but it's vanished, and now we just live in the United States, which is really just another of 200 other nation states that cover the face of the globe like a skin cancer at this point. And there's really not much difference between the U.S. and other countries. Sad to say, in fact, we're less free than a lot of other countries.
And all the university studies show that we're a police state, and it's getting worse fast. The establishment obviously thinks that they're going to convert into a pure tyranny as if that's some desirable destination.
Well, that's right, and it's why I recommend that people diversify themselves internationally and diversify politically, because your biggest danger today, as big as the economic and financial dangers are, and they're huge, your biggest danger is a political danger, what the state can do for you, do to you. So it's important that you diversify so that all your assets aren't under the control of your own government, and you yourself physically have a crib that you can go to if this place turns into 1933 in Germany or 1917 in Russia or 1973 in Vietnam or 1959 in Cuba. This happens all over the world, in all countries across space.
And we know the Cloward and Piven socialists are on record saying, yeah, we engineered it, and when it comes down, we're going to sell total socialism as the answer. Can you imagine the hellhole America will be, Doug?
Well, actually, the average American at this point no longer believes in capitalism and free markets and free speech. He really believes in bread and circuses.
That's right. Doug, stay there. I want to come back to you and ask how you were such a visionary. What woke you up so early? We're talking to the trailblazer. Stay with us.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. You felt betrayed. Your emotions began to consume you. Outrage set in. Then, nothing. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, but they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nanoparticle parasites, termed viruses, will only infect the iron-poisoned, copper-depleted population. Parasites require an iron supply in the host to thrive and replicate. Just as chemical poisons, parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and vaccines. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites. The vaccine parasites have a virulence level that will trigger mass activation now due to iron accumulating at an unprecedented rate. This is why disease, symptoms, and conditions are exploding in prevalence. Disease is caused by the same underlying condition, iron poisoning and low copper status. Measles, Ebola, enteroviruses are nanoparticle parasites. So when the officials say to prepare for pandemics, it is because they know of attempts to release virulent parasites into the population. And they know the vaccine parasites are about to activate on a mass scale. This is the plan for expedient extermination of the population. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Ooh, Lord, am I troubled so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I troubled so hard? Don't nobody know.
We'll be getting into the Putinization of energy with Doug Casey coming up. But, Doug, the Ministry of Defense, the Department of Defense, all of them the last 5 years have put out reports saying collapse is inevitable. The question is when. There's over 2 quadrillion. In derivatives out there, that's even in the Wall Street Journal. For folks that don't know, that's probably 100 times all the real assets in the world. We're going the way of Rhodesia, where you lived. We're going the way of the Weimar Republic, undoubtedly. And you say we're on the precipice. Government is running around like fire ants that have been disturbed, gearing up for what it looks like the apocalypse or something. They are setting up the new currency and capital controls. They tripled the price to renounce your U.S. citizenship. How did you, way back in 1978, with the international man, envision all of this? I mean, what woke up Doug Casey?
Well, at some point, I figured out that the best survival strategy for a human being is not to act like a plant. And I'm afraid that most people, especially most Americans, because we've lived in a charmed life. We've lived a charmed life. It's like we've won the cosmic lottery being born in the United States during the 20th century. But things change. And as a survival strategy, you want to be air mobile. You want to be able to go anywhere and do anything to take advantage of opportunities wherever they may be. But most people have kind of a medieval peasant mindset where they're afraid of anything that's over the next valley because perhaps the media told them that there might be dragons, so they should be afraid. So I've always had an expansive, outward-looking approach to making the world my oyster. So it's a psychological attitude, first and foremost, Alex.
You've lived in 10 countries, and I want to spend some more time on that coming up, and you've got a project, I know, going on in South America right now that I want to see sometime. But looking specifically at your prognosis as a forecaster economically, why you say we're on the precipice?
Well, it's because in the real world, actions have consequences, cause has effect. And from being a free market society when this country started, and being a beacon for the rest of the world for free minds and free markets, over time we've become encrusted with this barnacle infestation of regulatory agencies that stop things from happening and impose huge costs on anything that does happen. So that at this point we're now an extremely highly regulated, extremely highly taxed society that's about to suffer from catastrophic inflation, which is going to wipe out people's savings. So a collapse, I'm sad to say, is inevitable. Now, life will go on. I've been in countries when they've collapsed, and the real wealth, or a lot of it, still exists. It just changes ownership. But it's very unpleasant and inconvenient and dangerous for the people that are there while it's happening.
And now we see Homeland Security announcing that they're going to be tackling climate criminals and that they're going to be watching the Tea Party. Why do you think the Homeland Security's made the libertarian movement or anarchic capitalist the number one enemy?
Well, that is interesting because you know, Republicans say they believe in the free market, but that's a lie. They just don't believe in social freedom. And Democrats say they believe in social freedom, but that's a lie. But they definitely don't believe in economic freedom. So why do these people hate the libertarians who believe in both economic and social freedom? Well, I guess it's because we really don't believe that the government serves very much of a useful purpose. Unlike the Republicans and the Democrats. So I think that's why they really hate the libertarians. But you mentioned climate change before. I've been an amateur geologist for most of my life. When I was a kid, first thing I wanted to be was a paleontologist, dinosaurs, and that led me to being wanting to be a geologist. I read everything about that.
Hold on, I want to get your take, Doug. Long segment coming up. Doug Casey, CaseyResearch.com, amazing website. Everybody should check it out for all the intel and reports and on where he thinks the safest, best places are to leave if you are exiting the former United States, the former America, now a subsidiary of Goldman Sachs. So stay with us. We're going to talk to Doug Casey straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Last night in Little Rock. Put me in a haze. Sweet, sweet Connie was doing her act. She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. Live all night. My friends, we are broadcasting worldwide. We'll be back live this Sunday. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And guess who's going to be here, speaking of the International Man, for the next few weeks? One of the main editors and main researchers and just incredible journalist, Paul Joseph Watson, is going to be touching down in Austin, Texas on direct flight from the U.K. right into Austin, Texas in the next 2 hours. So Paul Watson will be with us this Sunday, and he's going to be co-hosting some with yours truly here next week. We're going back to the author of The International Man and so many other New York Times bestsellers, and that's Doug Casey. Before I go any further, we do not fund ourselves, as you know, with government stimulus money like MSNBC or $450 million of taxpayer money like NPR and Rockefeller grants every year. I go out and find super high-quality products and try to sell them at the lowest price, where we make enough profit to have the reporters, the news writers, the investigative journalists, the equipment, the crew, the video people, the radio producers, everything. That's what we do. And we fund ourselves with super high-quality organic coffee from the high mountains of Mexico and Chiapas. We fund ourselves with Survival Shield, the proprietary super iodine X2. With the lung cleanse, with the oxy powder that flushes out your guts, with super female vitality, with the fluoride shield, chelating, detoxifier, all of it, Ocupower for the eyes, we go to the top formulators and say we want over-the-top, super organic, highest quality, joke level. By joke level, we go to major manufacturers, major laboratories, some of the biggest in the country, say in the case of Ocupower. And we say, this is what we want. And they go, wow, that's an incredible formula. No one's ever had one that strong and this concentrated for anywhere near this price. I mean, just to give you an example, most major groups even are, quote, have quality stuff. Let's say it's $50, $100 for a bottle. It's got $10 of product in it. Something's $30, it's got $2 of product in it. If we got something that's, say, $40, it's got $20 of product in it. If something's $130 like DNA Force, one ingredient's $40 of it in each bottle. That's one of ingredient of a whole bunch. That's the kind of stuff we've got in DNA Force and the rest of it. Go read about it. Find out about what it does to the cells, to the nerves, the regeneration, all of it. This is the patented, proven stuff with an over-the-top formula nutraceutical. Similar concoctions are $300 to $600. Ours is $130. It's a flagship product. It's very expensive. But even at the opening price, when it first came out, it sold out in 4 hours. We got it a little bit more this time. It's set to sell out by tomorrow, and that's being conservative, maybe even tonight. But we do get more in a few weeks, DNA Force. And your purchase, it's a big bottle, jam-packed with a whole bunch of the caplets, funds this operation, the very tip of the spear. So we've got colloidal silver for $19.95, super high quality. It's the same laboratory that produces it for Whole Foods, produces it for us, and ours is less than theirs. So just to give you an example, just the highest quality, lowest price, that's how I want to dominate the market and really win, win, win. Fund our operation, give you super high-quality products that I personally use, my family uses, and then you'll reorder because it's so good. So I want to thank you all for your support, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we are about to sell out of Lung Cleanse and Silver Bullet yet again. And we don't just say that as a promotional thing. That's a great way to sell something, is artificial scarcity. You see the stuff sell out for months all the time. So Silver Bullet, Lung Cleanse, X2, we got plenty of that, but that's our main seller. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And InfoWarsLife.com is a subgroup of InfoWarsStore.com where you got the Molon Labe come and take it, belt buckles and t-shirts and ball caps and films and books, high-quality water filters, the best non-GMO seeds, the lowest prices. Go check it. I mean, we get in trouble sometimes with people that supply us. They go, hey, your contract says you can't sell for lower than this. Our other distributors are getting mad, and I go, hey, wait a minute. I added the proviso. I can have sales from time to time. I mean, we really are capitalist, folks. So you get a great deal. You support a hardcore organization that tells the truth. There's a platform for so many others that have come before us and are up-and-comers as well. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now back to Doug Casey of CaseyResearch.com. Doug, look, you're a polite guy. You keep pausing for me to talk, but that's not good with somebody like me whose brain races like an insane ferret, a hypomanic. You've got the floor. Talk about where you see the world going, what you personally are doing down in South America. I want to get into how the government is clamping down on financial freedoms. I want to get into the Putinization of energy. And your view of Putin and what's happening. Doug Casey, you've got the floor.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Well, some years ago, some friends and I decided that it would be wise to diversify outside of the U.S. so that you have a backup system. There's a plan B. we went to Northwest Argentina, and we bought a lot of land. As a matter of fact, we bought about 200,000 acres of land down there. But on a small portion of that, outside of a town of 10,000 people, in the middle of a grape-growing region where we're surrounded by thousands and thousands of acres of vineyards, there's this little town of 10,000 people, and we built what we think is the best resort in the world on that land. We have our own grapes. We have an 18-hole golf course. I'm not old enough to play golf, but I know a lot of people like to play it. Unfortunately, I'm getting too old to play polo, which I played for years. And that may sound strange to some of your listeners that I'm recommending polo, but Winston Churchill said that a polo handicap is better than any passport. And he's absolutely right. Polo is the most fun you can have with your clothes on, quite frankly. And it's something that if you're in a position to teach your children or your grandchildren how to play that game, you're doing them a gigantic favor. Anyway, we have a polo field down there and offer polo lessons. We have a...
Yeah, not just because it's fun, because it's an elite game, and that's how you can really get into some interesting circles.
That's exactly correct. But it's not a poofter game either. It's, we call it horse hockey. And it's really playing hockey, which is a tough game, except you're doing it on horseback, which makes it even tougher. So, it's a very martial arts type of a game. When it originated in Afghanistan, except there they play it with dead goats still.
Or with people's heads.
That's right. We use this pick and ball. It's a lower cost and I think more fun. But anyway, that's one of the things we do down there, something that people can learn to do. We have a world-class gymnasium and every bell and whistle and toy that you can want. And interestingly, although most countries in the world, this will surprise a lot of people to hear this, although if most countries in the world are now more expensive than the U.S., to get the same thing as you get here in the U.S., it will cost you twice as much in Europe. But Argentina is one of the cheapest countries in the world, and the cost of living down there is probably about a third of what it is in the United
States. Tell folks about the resort if they want to look it up.
Well, it's called, they should go to La Est, L-A-E-S-T, stands for La Estancia.com. So L-A-E-S-T, La Est.com.
We'll put that on screen.
And, yeah, and it'll explain what we're doing down there. It's a place with a fantastic climate year-round. The government totally leaves you alone. It's very unregulated. Very free, and very mellow, with very interesting, successful entrepreneurs. I mean, our people don't come down there because their cost of living is a third of what it is. In the U.S., they come down there for the company and the culture and the weather. So I'd like to advise people to take a look. So that's one thing that I'm doing, and I spend half of the year down there at this point. I'm following my own advice because your biggest risk today is a political risk. So you have to diversify financially and personally to avoid that political risk that the U.S. government is presenting.
And for those that don't know, they are really trying to make it hard to get out of the country. The borders are wide open, but it's very hard to get your money or anything else out of the country, even after tax money. They're acting like, no, that belongs to them.
Well, that's absolutely correct. It used to be that there was no limits, no reporting, taking any amount of money out of the U.S. that you wanted to. If you had a foreign bank account, you didn't even have to report it. In the old days. But now, most foreign banks and brokers won't even take your money if you're an American citizen, because it's too risky and too costly for them. So, in effect, Americans are now trapped like lobsters here in the U.S. So, and it's getting tougher every day. So you've got to act now while the door is still open. And I'm urging people to do that, because when things fall apart here in the U.S., the people who are going to be able to put it back together are the ones that have preserved capital from outside the U.S., and they'll be able to come back into the U.S.
That's right, because the big mega-rich that are anti-free market, they admit they can't wait till the collapse happens, because they're going to sell socialism as the answer and further wreck things under Cloward and Piven. I mean, there's got to be some way to try to stop them. Do you think there's any way to stop them, Doug?
The prognosis is not good. I suggest that charity begins at home. And the most important thing for every individual in this country
is take care of yourself.
Exactly. Because you can't take care of other people if you haven't first taken care of yourself. And the problem is that so many people that believe in the free market and libertarianism don't have the money, and they're not putting the theory into practice. And people that believe in capitalism and freedom, well, we should all be wealthy, because wealth gives you power, and we're going to need power to get rid of the bad guys. So I want to see everybody become wealthy. I'd like to see people do intelligent things with their money in this very dangerous financial environment we're in, so that they can weather the storm and come out the other side, not just keeping what they have, but hopefully with more than they went into it.
And I know over at kcresearch.com, that's some of the advice you give. What are some of the basic strategies for folks out there that you would recommend?
Well, let's keep it simple. From an investment point of view, at this point, the stock market is manically overpriced. It could go higher because with the trillions of new dollars that continue to be created, a lot of it's going to go into the stock market. Stock market could go higher, but it's risky, very risky. I don't recommend it. The bond market is a triple threat to your capital today. Interest rates are at all-time lows. Bonds are at all-time highs. If you own any, you should sell them tomorrow morning. That's not good. Real estate, well, at least it's real wealth, but real estate taxes are going up because it's time to tax to eat the rich, to tax the wealthy, and that means people that own real estate. Plus, the problem with real estate is that it floats on a sea of borrowed money, and when interest rates inevitably go up, that's not going to be good for real estate. So what are we left with? I've ruled out stocks, bonds, and real estate. So what can you do? Hold cash? You're getting zero interest rate, but inflation in real terms is running someplace between 5 and 8% per year, even now. I suggest that people build a significant position in physical gold and silver. Why? Because they've historically always been money, and they're the only financial assets that aren't simultaneously somebody else's liability. You can have it as real wealth in your hand, as international currency.
And there were articles out just last week.
Every month.
Sure, just last week, I think it was in the London Guardian or the Telegraph, that there was a 240-some% increase in elites buying gold bars in just the last 6 months. While the very same elites tell the public don't get into gold and silver.
You're absolutely right, because in an unstable situation like we are right now, you don't want to be holding paper, especially the unsecured liabilities of the U.S. government, which is itself bankrupt at this point. So it boils down to buying gold and silver, the physical metals in your own possession. Going beyond that, you should diversify your assets internationally, so it's not all in one political bailiwick here in the U.S. The third stool of the tripod, if you would, is that they're going to create other bubbles. They've created a gigantic bond bubble we're in now. We're in a stock market bubble. The real estate bubble broke back in 2008. They're building another one. But the key is this, is that they're going to be creating other bubbles like that, possible to take advantage of these bubbles.
Exactly. Invest in the bubble early.
Exactly correct. So there are situations out there. Some are only available for, let's say, sophisticated investors. Like, for instance, I would short Japanese bonds denominated in yen, because as bad as things are here in the U.S., they're actually going to be worse in Japan. So that's a possibility. An easier thing is mining stocks. The mining is a terrible business. I can explain why it's a terrible business, but mining stocks are very, very depressed right now. And eventually, when gold and silver explode upward in price out of both fear and greed, there's going to be a panic into these mining stocks, which have teeny-weeny market caps. All the mining stocks in the world are only worth about a quarter of what Apple alone is worth, to give you an idea of how small that market is.
Unbelievable. Stay there. Absolutely undervalued. No doubt about that. Plus, things have to be retooled from time to time. And they've just been, government's been suppressing mining, so it's got to make a comeback. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Mining when we left. Alex Jones here back live. But look at these stories up at Infowars.com. Ukraine government officially introduces slavery with vague terms. And that's the same government that, of course, was financed by the West. But does that mean Putin's an angel? No, it just means there's a clash between different power blocks. Also, CIA admits to destroying Gary Webb's career with the country's largest newspapers. This is so important. I'm going to cover that in the next hour. FBI critics, tech giants, Apple and Google, for encrypting phones. So the FBI is criticizing them. Military to allow undocumented immigrants to serve. That's already been going on. They're now just announcing it. That's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of news in the next hour. Some very important special reports and your phone calls. I'll open the phones up at the bottom of the next hour. I'll have Mr. Casey with me 5 minutes in the next hour, CaseyResearch.com. I want to shift gears now because we're almost out of time with this short segment in the next. What are you getting at when you call it the Putinization of energy and you say that it's a long-term strategy by Putin? What's your view of Putin and global power blocks?
Well, I'm not a supporter of any politicians anywhere. They're all out for themselves, and it's entirely possible that Putin is actually the richest man in the world at this point, with having taken control indirectly of Russian energy companies. He may be worth $80 billion. Now, all that being said, Putin is not a stupid man, and he is a thoughtful man. And the main thing that Russia has going for it today, well, there are other things. It's got a corporate income tax that maxes out at 13%, a personal income tax that maxes out at 10%. In some ways, shocking to say, Russia has become freer than the United States has. But all that said, energy is the big play in Russia today. And there's good reason to believe that they're going to become relatively stronger for that reason. Energy, the whole world runs on energy. The whole world runs on oil. And the Russians produce a lot of it. So, and internally, Russia is much more stable than any of these countries in the Middle East. What's happening today in the totally artificial countries of Syria and Iraq, I mean, those things were created out of whole cloth in the boardrooms of Europe, as was Jordan, for that matter, as was Israel. But Saudi Arabia itself is a gigantic accident waiting to happen. And I expect something on the order of the Islamic State to overthrow that corrupt Islamic theocracy. I mean, half of the people in Saudi Arabia are under 25 years old. Most of them are unemployed and unhappy. So the place is a gigantic time bomb. So Russia is in an excellent position to capitalize on the problems in the Middle East.
And so now the West is trying to checkmate, basically stealing their gas lines, which makes the West pirates.
Well, you know, this whole thing that's blowing up in the Ukraine, you've got to look at it the way a Martian would look at it.
And hold on, Doug, do five more minutes with us. We got to have you back up on a routine basis. Doug Casey read his books years ago, got invited to speak at this event, and we tried to get him on before, but we finally got right to him in person. And so here he is. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Third hour coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.